It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickards.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk about a victim of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001, who is also a mathematical genius who transformed the Internet.
But first, we're talking about a report out today from a bipartisan commission saying our national defense oversight needs to be streamlined.
We're talking with one of the co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission about how our national security has changed since the 2001 attacks and in what ways we might still need to change.
Our guest is Lee Hamilton, director of the Center on Congress at Indiana University. He was vice chair of the 9/11 Commission and a former U.S. representative from Indiana. Lee, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.
What have you been thinking about today? It's September 11th, an anniversary of, obviously, that horrible day in 2001. You chaired the 9/11 Commission. What's been on your mind today?
I think uppermost on my mind is the victims and the family of the victims. During the 9/11 Commission report operations, we met frequently with those people. I think, by and large, the families of the victims have responded constructively from that horrible tragedy, and I got to know many of them well. I've been thinking a lot about them today.
And you've been calling for some changes in the way that we are handling the way the U.S. is prepared for a future terrorist attack. What do you think needs to change?
Most of our recommendations of the 9/11 Commission were adopted either in whole or in part. One that was clearly not adopted was our recommendation as to how the Congress should oversee the Homeland Security efforts. Congress has really got a very large number of overlapping committees and subcommittees that oversee the Department of Homeland Security, and when you have that many, you really don't have much oversight at all. We think the American people would be safer and more secure if the Congress were to robustly exercise its oversight responsibility with respect to Homeland Security activities.
How do we streamline something like that? What would need to change?
Well, it's not all that complicated. Congress needs to treat the Department of Homeland Security very much as it does the Department of Justice and the Departments of Defense. Each one of those departments of government report not exclusively, but primarily to one committee. And that committee, Armed Services Committee, for example, has primary oversight responsibility for the activities of the department. You need the same thing. Congress simply needs to follow its current examples with regard to Homeland Security to improve the oversight.
Now, there's been a couple examples of how the fact that this hasn't been streamlined has affected us. A couple examples in the New York Times piece that we mentioned were the threat of cyber attacks and also bioterrorism. What's been happening there in those areas?
Well, the Congress deference to the president, the Congress inability to act in those areas, very important areas of national security, means that the president has to act. And the president acts with an executive order, which doesn't have the reach or force of legislation. So Congress's timidity here, its passivity, its failure to exercise its responsibilities, just hands the power to the president. And the president's power grows, the congressional power diminishes as they defer action. I'd like to see, of course, the Congress step up to what I consider its constitutional responsibilities and be a partner with the president in passing such things as legislation on cybersecurity and other important acts of national security.
Now, one of the issues that you have with the way things are set up right now is that it's expensive and that, you know, we're spending a lot of money answering questions instead of, you know, taking care of business. Can you explain that a little?
Well, when you've got 100 committees or more looking and subcommittees claiming jurisdiction over some part of the Homeland Security Department, you have a very wasteful system, very extravagant system. What happens is that Homeland Security people have to take part in We estimate almost 300 formal House and Senate hearings over a period of time. In 2009, the Homeland Security people did the equivalent of 66 work years responding to questions from Congress. Every Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, Michael Chertoff, Janet Napolitano, who's just leaving, have complained vigorously that they're just spending too much time responding to congressional questions and requests and requirements. They're spending more time on that than they are executing their responsibilities for Homeland Security. That's an absurd situation. It diverts us from the real task at hand. Can't correct it quickly, probably, but we need to correct it so that you get a more focused oversight of Homeland Security. And the Homeland Security folks are reporting to one committee or at least several committees and not 100.
Well, as you know, the U.S. government is not exactly known for being lean and fast-moving. How would you explain to the American people and to Congress itself exactly what is at stake?
Well, I think the Congress has to understand and the American people have to understand that this business of congressional oversight makes a lot of difference. Congress has two responsibilities, legislation, everybody knows about that, but oversight is terribly important. Oversight ought to be looking into every nook and cranny of the activities of Homeland Security. They ought to make sure the laws are being implemented, that money is being spent in a reasonable, honest way, that you don't have any hanky-panky going on, and that suggestions are made by Congress to improve the operations of Homeland Security, to criticize it, to support it when they're doing something right. Good, strong congressional oversight can greatly strengthen and unify the work of a department. It's present elsewhere. It's not present in this department. It's a correction that has to be made by the Congress, and they ought to get to it.
Well, as you know, Congress is dealing with a lot of stuff right now. We've got Syria, the economy, a looming battle over the budget. How do you call attention to fixing the process when there's so much other stuff that's important, too, on the table?
Well, Congress always has a long list of priorities, and you do what's important. I consider the safety and security of the American people important. I consider no task greater than that that the Congress considers. And I believe what we're suggesting here, you refer to it as process, and that's correct, of course. But getting the process right means you get the result right more often than not. So let's get the process right. Sure, it has other priorities. They're all important. But that's the business of the Congress. They've got to sort through these priorities. Got to make more progress than they are on all of them. Surely they have to make progress on this one, because directly at stake here is the safety and security of the American people. What other function do they have more important than that?
Well, I thank you so much for being with us today to talk about it.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
We've been talking to Lee Hamilton, director of the Center on Congress at Indiana University. He was vice chair of the 9/11 Commission.
Coming up next, a look at the man who may have been the first victim of the September 11th attacks, a math genius who transformed the Internet. This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.